The shift to cloud computing offers the federal government tremendous promise, but it is not without risk. The balance between risk and reward is an important one, and I hope to get a better understanding of that balance today.
New York Congressman Adolphus Towns, chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, convening yesterday's hearing on cloud computing. It's a subject on which both Towns and his ranking member, Daryl Issa from California, had no problem voicing their hopes and their concerns.
It is clear to me that security and privacy are real concerns. Our natural impulse is to hold the things we value too close to us, but cloud computing requires entrusting data to others. The law's current focus on the physical location of data also presents unique privacy and legal challenges.
Today, as we hear about cost savings, I will not yawn, I will not pretend to be disinterested, but I will not be a true believer from the dais that cost savings will drive this move to cloud computing. I will be particularly interested in details as to how companies believe that they can implement guaranteed security in a cloud environment.
White House federal CIO Vivek Kundra came to offer an update on the effort to move federal agencies into the cloud, offering a somewhat dramatic PowerPoint slide to underscore the urgency and the need for change.
Unfortunately, the number of data centers in the United States government has gone from 432 to over 1,100 in a decade, while in the private sector, IBM went from 235 data centers to 12. That's not sustainable in the long term as we continue to plow capital in data center after data center.
The Government Accountability Office released a study at yesterday's hearing that, on the one hand, talked up the potential benefit of cloud computing, but warned that a viable game plan for its implementation is still needed. Greg Wilshusen directs information security issues for the GAO.
22 of 24 major agencies reported that they were concerned or very concerned about the potential security risks associated with cloud computing. These risks include ineffective or non-compliant security practices of the service provider, inability to examine controls of the provider, data leakage to unauthorized users, and loss of data if cloud service is terminated.
Responding to a question from Congressman Issa about IT surveys now underway at federal agencies, Kundra tipped his hand on a year-end deadline for the development of the guidance on cloud computing that the GAO says agencies are clamoring for.
And what we're finding, unfortunately, is that in some agencies, server utilization is actually at 7%. And when you think about cloud computing, that's where you've got a lot of wasted capacity. Because what ends up happening is everybody engineers their solution for what they expect the peak to be. Therefore, they overbuild, and it ends up costing a fortune to maintain those systems. So by this December...
You mean like the stories where we've seen where servers are actually retired, never having been powered up, but they were bought.
Right, and that's the type of waste we're taking head on. And that's why by this December, agencies across the federal government have been directed by OMB to come up with roadmaps and plans and how they're going to consolidate. And part of what we want to make sure is that we're responsible in the consolidation, because what you don't want to do is consolidate to one place where now everybody knows if you go after that one place, you're going to be able to bring down all of federal IT. So we've got to figure out how do we, in this environment where we've got over 1,100, and that number may go up, by the way, because the final plans aren't due till this December, how do we make sure that there's enough geodiversity to ensure security, but at the same time that it's not so crazy that you've got data centers popping up every year all over the country.
One of the challenges of developing that guidance on cloud computing is trying to meet the individual and sometimes differing security needs of the agencies. To that end, Dave McClure, Associate Administrator in the Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies at the General Services Administration, talked about this interagency effort.
The federal CIO, our cloud PMO, the CIO Council, which has a security working group, and NIST have come together to try to tackle that problem. We have developed a process and corresponding security controls that have been agreed to by multiple agencies. We're calling this program FedRAMP. It provides a uniform government-wide risk management approach for enterprise-level IT systems, and it will enable agencies to either use or leverage existing security authorizations. Mr. Chairman, this is a first in federal government, and it should greatly reduce our security cost. It should enable rapid acquisitions of solutions. It should reduce agency levels of effort, and it should shift the focus of security to monitoring and protecting our computing environment.
Some of the companies who will very likely be competing for contracts to provide cloud computing services to the federal government, such as Microsoft, Google, EMC Federal, and Salesforce.com, also testified before the House Oversight Committee during yesterday's hearing. On Capitol Hill, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.